Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here now with the morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, a little wet this morning.
It's a little wet out there.
I'm not really used to that here over the last several days.
Yeah.
It's been so nice for so long. But a little bit of rain this morning. Had about a quarter inch of rain so far here in the Nishna Valley this morning, at least here where we sit. And rain seems to be prevalent around much of southwest and west central Iowa this morning. And it looks like we may see a little bit of calm in the midday, but then the chance picks up again later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's pretty scattered right now. It doesn't look like we're going to see much more yet here this morning, but yeah, by early afternoon, it sounds like the chance increases again.
See what's coming down the road here a little bit further. But after that, once we get through today, it looks like we should have a pretty good into the weekend period here again, too, with decent weather, partly cloudy skies, and reasonable temperatures.
Yeah, high of 83 sound okay? 85, maybe?
We just buzzed right by March, April, and May. Straight to June.
It's unreal. I guess it scares you a little bit because you kind of wonder what's going to be in late June, July, but maybe it'll just stay like this the whole way through the summer.
We joke about it, too, about how nice it's been and all, but April's still out there. This is still March.
Yeah.
We aren't even into April yet. You know what April can bring, all kinds of things. We might have snow yet before we ever get to summer. You never know. So we'll see how it plays, but enjoy it while you can, huh? Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. I know he's enjoying it. He loves to mow the lawn, just loves to mow the lawn, in March no less. Tell us about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric, used clothes dryer, servo. Got a match washer dryer set in, good working condition. Two used portable dishwashers, both in very good condition. One used 15 cubic foot chest freezer. Two used two-door refrigerators with top freezer. Got a 40-gallon LP gas power vent water heater in good condition. One 40-gallon natural gas water heater. 24,000 grain luxury water softener in like new condition. Have a closeout on three microwave ovens, one of them new, one of them with slight damage, and one demo model. Got a used front load washer, got a Maytag drying center, like new condition, and a 25 cubic foot side by side, good condition with ice and water dispensers. Got new dishwashers, under counter and convertible portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. Have some closeouts on some models, and of course, we deliver them, install them, haul that old heater away, and of course, dispose of the old one after the sale. Holland Gas Grills in stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course, take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, as nice as it's been here, too, it'll be interesting to see how we react when harvest season rolls around in July. Because that's going to be about when everything will be mature, I think, if we get things going here pretty quick. Like I said, can't jump the gun too fast. We could still have snow before this is all over. Who knows? Hey, you know, each year I help out up at the Atlantic High School, get a chance to go up and work with an exercise with the sophomore class. Some of the sophomores who are involved in the English classes, they go through a job hunting, like a job search session, where they put together resumes and cover letters and things, and they set through short job interview sessions with some professionals here in the community. And for several years, I've been asked to go up and help go through the job interview process with some of the youngsters, and it's always an interesting process. We remember that they are just youngsters. They're sophomore students, and it's just an exercise. It's not for real, but we hope they take it as seriously as possible because at some point they will have those real opportunities to sit in front of someone and try to do the ultimate sales job, and that's to sell yourself to someone else. But it's always interesting to see some of the things that they have to go through and some of the issues that they work through, especially at that age. But it's not just the young that go through those things, too. You see a lot of different people. We've done many job interviews here for different positions and things where, you know, you look at some of these folks and you wonder just how prepared they really were for the whole opportunity. You know, you look at the unemployment numbers these days, not just here in Iowa, although it's not as bad here in Iowa as it is in some other places in the country, but, you know, the job market has been getting a little bit tougher, and especially for young people who are just getting started. If you have a youngster who is just out of high school or just out of college who is maybe thinking about trying to go out and take a look around, see what's there, it's always interesting to see what kind of skills they have. You know, and we can't really necessarily always give them the best advice, as related to what we did when we were back in the day when we were just getting started in our career, because so many things have changed. When I was starting out, the important things were those simple things to make sure you understood yourself so you could go in and make the sales pitch for on behalf of yourself to sell yourself to this company, but also to make sure you had a solid resume and a decent cover letter to get you in the door. Well, those are still parts of it, but there are so many other things nowadays, too. All of this technology and stuff all plays into job searches these days. Still, a lot of it does boil down to your own skills, your own personal skills. One of the things you need to worry about, according to BusinessInsider.com, they list some ways and tips to refocus and re-energize you as you get ready for your job search. One of those things is to know yourself. Before you dive into any kind of a job search, make sure you take some time and figure out your own passion, skills, and your ideal work environment. What type of colleagues you'd like to see at the place that you work. So you know what you really want, because it is that important. It's difficult to be in the workforce in a new position. It's even tougher if you don't get along with, don't like your situation or the other people that are there, those types of things. So make sure you know those kinds of things and know what you can do in those situations before you get to that point. Also, make sure you get your messaging down. Don't start networking with folks until you have a chance to do that. One of those things that you need to remember, too, is it's not just sitting down and going through, say, a half hour or 45 minute or an hour long job interview. You also need to make sure you get your message down in short little spurts. You know, what if somebody just gave you one sentence or 30 seconds or just a minute in an elevator somewhere, you know, in between appointments? I'm sorry, I don't have time for you right now. I'll give you a minute, go, because I got to get out of here. You know, how do you sell yourself at that time? Are you good enough to be able to do that? Make sure you understand your messaging that well. And don't forget that messaging. You don't want it to sound fake either. So make sure you understand it, but don't get it down so that you've memorized a few short things and it just sounds phony. And don't confuse networking with relationships. You may have had coffee with someone once, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're best friends. So you always want to keep things professional until they really turn into friendships and things. But you do want to cultivate those relationships, and the best way to do that is to figure out ways to help the other person. You build more relationships if you're giving something back rather than always taking in that relationship. Anyone who's married understands that very well, too. Also, don't go in cold to different types of meetings, networking, and things, unless you want to hear the crickets chirping during those pregnant pauses. Make sure you do your homework. Prepare some relevant questions ahead of time. Use networking meetings as opportunities to gain information from your questions. You know, at the end of most job interviews, the interviewer will usually say, "Is there anything else that I didn't answer? Do you have any questions for me?" Those types of things. And sometimes they leave some things out on purpose just to see if you've picked up on some things. Were you really paying attention during that time? Do you really have a unique interest in what's going on with that particular meeting? Also, listen much more than you talk. Now, Mom always said, you have two ears and one mouth. Use them in that proportion. So listen in that ratio. Pose your questions, then step back and just keep quiet for a while. Let the other person answer and do the talking and fill in a lot of those things. Also, those interpersonal skills are always important. The social skills, body language, grace and warmth, all those kinds of things say much more about you than anything that you could actually have come out of your mouth. How you treat other people is very, very important in most cases. So be aware of how you carry yourself in those types of situations. And always leave them wanting more. It's just an old adage we use in the entertainment business. Respect other people's time. Cut down those meetings. If you get it done in 30 minutes, do it. It'll make you more likable and more hireable that way as well if you respect other people's time. Understand today, it's a new day, 2012. Things that are old sometimes aren't necessarily quite as useful anymore, and there are many more things these days. For example, how many people still have, say, a fax number on their business cards instead of their Twitter account on their business cards or their Facebook address or what have you? So, maybe some color and things into a resume. You can do a lot more things nowadays than you used to be able to do just hacking something out on a typewriter. So use those things to your advantage so you stand out and make it as easy as possible for people to be able to get a hold of you, because they use a lot of different vehicles now to get a hold of you these days. And forget any handicaps, because everyone has a handicap for you. It's the wrong title, you don't have enough experience, You know, your job is to find one person who actually sees your potential, not those people who see things where you come up short. And also, be visible. You want to be out there. Connect with others. You know, post articles and things. Do whatever you need to do. Don't just sit behind a computer all day hoping that you can network that way and find what you're looking for. And also, don't overping people either. If someone in any kind of a network that you have gets three separate help emails from you in a week, typically they kind of get frustrated with you, and that's the end of that. They don't like to be over. Don't overdo it. And approach interviews like a consultant when you get to the interview phase. It'll help you get into the right mindset. Number one, it's less about you and more about how you can help them. Remember, the interviewer oftentimes is sitting there with you in front of them, and it's not their job to fit you into their organization. It's your job to fit yourself into their organization. And while they are concerned about people, it's still about the business. How can you make this business more successful? So understand that first and foremost. Also, make sure you listen and then get curious and then demonstrate that you're genius instead of just talking about it. Breathe and smile. Two important things when you're sitting in front of folks for those deals. People smell fear and desperation in interviews. If you combat your sweat glands, you can breathe and smile. It's two easy ways to do it. They're basic ingredients to being relaxed and personable, and it's a lot more comfortable for the interviewer when the interviewee is comfortable as well. You know, there's an old Garth Brooks thing that says, "Thank God for unanswered prayers." Well, he's right. Sometimes you dodge a bullet by not getting a particular job, too. Don't get too frustrated if you don't get certain ones. Things tend to work out the way they should. And do some studying up. And sometimes, if you're getting frustrated, you can create your own job, too. There are a lot more opportunities out there these days in very simple fashion to get things started. If you don't see a niche that really fits yours, your talents, your skills, don't be afraid to maybe propose your own job. At the very least, they'll be impressed by your initiative, and maybe you're a candidate pool of just one in that particular instance. And also, always be you, because by being you, you're guaranteed to be an expert and come across as genuine. Two really good qualities in a job candidate. And another thing, too, is enjoy time off. You know, when you're working, when you do get that job, you'll be longing for the time when you actually could have taken maybe a three-day weekend here and there. So while you're in your job search, do take a little bit of time to enjoy some of that time off, too. It doesn't all have to be just beating the pavement looking for what you're doing. So use your time wisely so you can enjoy a little bit of that, because that'll probably disappear at some point. At least you hope it will. Kendall Warren, I'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Excuse me. Got water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Free test of water for harness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Got lots of ranges, gas and electric by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances such as range hoods, slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, built-in ovens and cooktops available on special order. Still have a closeout on a gas slide-in range. Got an assortment of new range hoods, prices from $39 and up. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 70 units by Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Got side-by-sides and French door models with some extremely good prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. It's Thursday, the pot's on. I'll be there till late this evening, Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.